Vibe Artisan Market, the largest indoor art market in Texas. It is coming to Dallas this weekend. This is a free indoor market that is sure to help you cross off your entire wish list and holiday gift list. Christina Terry is their CEO and founder. She joins us once again in the KRLD Zoom room. Hey there, Christina.
Hey, Kristen and David, thanks for having me again.
Yes. So, you know, you guys like to do it big, as we like to do everything big here in Texas. I'm wondering, you know, with over 100 artists, how can someone not get everything off of their wish list at this point?
If they don't, I am absolutely shocked and surprised. We have so many people that wait until our holiday market to do all of their Christmas shopping. They make that list. They know that they will find everything that they need in this one-stop shop. And you have 2 days, too. So really is the perfect opportunity for you to come out and get that holiday shopping done early, get it off your plate, and just focus on having fun with family and friends.
And that has a vibe that you see in Europe with the Christmas markets that they have all over.
All the time.
Every nation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it's a big undertaking to market yourself as a holiday market. You want to make sure that it does have that essence of the spirit when we haven't even hit Halloween yet. So it's like, you know, getting everything together and ready before, you know, Thanksgiving starts and getting people in that mood for the holiday spirit. I actually don't feel like it's that hard anymore. I decorate my own house November 1st. So I feel like everyone else kind of, they don't want that delayed joy. They want to start it now.
Yeah, I mean, you really hit the ground running. I mean, we've got Halloween on Thursday, and then right there 2 days later, we were celebrating whatever, holiday that you have coming up in December, which is super exciting. I mean, when people come to your event, they're going to have a great time. You got a DJ, a cocktail bar. What's the atmosphere? What's the vibe?
Sure. The vibe, I mean, that is why we're called Vibe Artisan Markets. You step in and you truly transform into a different world, a world of art, a world of community, a world of local understanding of the small businesses in your area and how much this really means to have a showcase like this for these artists. So when you come in, you're greeted with happiness and just this vibrant, beautiful energy. But yeah, we have cocktail bars, we have an espresso bar, we have food trucks, we have a DJ, we have an art gallery. Topo Chico is one of our newest sponsors. They're setting up a huge lounge with free topo. Vitamin Water is going to be there passing out stuff. So it's not just a market. We really try to stand out from the rest of the crowd by providing an experience.
This is a relatively new operation that the whole Vibe Artisan Markets in created it right in the middle of COVID and just kind of exploded. How have things changed from 2020 to 2024?
Oh my gosh. And that's so funny you say that because I was reflecting just the other day. It's been 4 years since we have opened this and it was 4 years ago in October. And I was 8 months pregnant, pushing a mower across this random field to set up a bunch of artists. And now here we are at the most gorgeous showcases across Texas and Colorado. Everything has changed so much in the direction of our company. Where I wanted to see myself in 8 to 10 years, we're there, barely even 4 years in. And I'm just so shocked. And really, truly, it is because of the artists that we host. We have over 3,000 fine artists. And without them, Vibe wouldn't be anything except for an empty event space.
Yeah, absolutely. That is so cool. And it's encouraging to know that these artists have this outlet. I mean, you mentioned that it off air that it's been a bit of a struggle for some of these artists. You know, these opportunities must just be flourishing for them.
Yeah. And it's an interesting year. It has been an interesting year. And there's a lot of thought put into, oh, well, maybe it's the economy. Maybe it's the election year. Maybe it's, but it really is just a struggle across the board, regardless of where we are. So other states with markets, they're having the same kind of issue and artists just aren't seeing the support and sales that they're used to. But we're starting to see a little uptick in that. And especially when we moved out to Denver and we started our markets there in May, we saw something different and we're like, okay, we're on the right track. Everyone is getting back into this. Art is being accepted back into homes. People are spending a little bit more on themselves because they deserve it. And they get to know these artists' stories and they're like, wait, they also deserve this. So I'm treating myself, but also treating them. So it's going to be a really beautiful thing.
I know you're in 4 markets right now. Yes. Do you also look at expansion into other cities?
Yes. Yeah. We have four different states with our eyes on them. We cannot make any kind of testament to it, but we are looking at East Coast, West Coast, and all in between. There's just so many artists out there that need a showcase that is affordable. We don't charge application fees. We charge half the booth fees that other big markets in our category do. So we really are an affordable showcase, but we provide so much more than just a market like some of the other ones. We truly care. We want the artists to be seen, heard, and respected within their creative spaces, but also respected to mean that you can still have a full-time job and paint on the side. That doesn't mean you're any less of an artist than a full-time artist. So we try to instill that confidence in them as well along the way.
You know, this is really cool too, that you guys are going to have some demo drives. What's going on with Rivian?
Okay, so Rivian has joined us in a couple of our different locations. They're going to be with us not for Dallas this year, but in the spring, they're opening up in Dallas, which is very exciting. So they've been doing demo drives of their newest models in Denver and Austin with us. And so they'll show up, they'll park really cool cars out front. They have just an extra added bonus to the experience that we provide for all of our people.
You have more than 100 artists and artisans that are part of this. Do you have to turn people away?
Unfortunately, yes. We do get, I would say, about 80% of the applications, and I know this sounds really harsh, 80% of the applications, and not just for this location, but let's just say over the year, we have to turn down. We have a very specific mission and goal towards what we want to do with the future of our market, and that is to really help those who hand make and handcraft the items that they are selling. Import jewelry, different kinds of vintage clothing boutiques, they're all respected businesses, but it's not something that we typically showcase in our markets. We really do want fine art painters, ceramicists, blown glass, silversmith jewelry. I mean, I'm covered in jewelry that is made by the artists in my company. There's just something that needs to be said, that an artist is just as valuable as a cheaper piece of art, if that makes any sense. AI is also taking over the artist, I guess, future, and it really does suck for them too. We're trying to provide that in-person showcase to also not just educate the artists on their own worth, but to educate the local community about the worth of these artists as well.
Absolutely. Christina, is there anything else you want our listeners to know about your market coming up?
It is free. It's indoors, rain or shine. Bring your kids. This is the first time they're allowing pets at Gilly's, so bring your doggo out too if you'd like. Yes, I know. That's very exciting for a lot of pet parents. And come on and enjoy. Please ask those artists their stories and really get to know them and share why you think their art is great. Validate them, please.
It
means the world.
I have one more question.
Yeah.
Just because I've been to some of these markets before, and you know, you start your arms start to get heavy when you're carrying all this stuff around. Will they allow wagons in this market?
Absolutely. Yes. They'll allow wagons in this market, strollers in this market. Everything is nice and open there. So there's a lot of space for the thousands and thousands of people that we get through this event.
I've learned.
That's a good yes. And there is free on-site parking, which is rare in Dallas.
Amazing. That is Christina Terry. She is the CEO and founder of the Vibe Artisan Market, coming this weekend, October 2nd and 3rd, to Gilly's. Thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.